Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sonam Raghuvanshi from Dickenson. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings call of Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited for Q3 and nine-month FY23. Today on this call, the management of TBZ Limited will be represented by Ms. Binisha Zaveri, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Mukesh Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Before we start, I would like to remind you that the remark made today might include forward-looking statements, and actual results may differ materially from those contemplated by the forward-looking statement. Any statement made today on this call are based on our assumption as on date. Now, I would like to hand over the call to the management. Over to you, Binisha. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you to the Tribhuwan Das Bhimji Zaveri Limited earnings call for Q3 and nine-month FY23. Thank you for joining us here today. To start with, we are delighted to announce that this quarter demonstrated solid growth in our financial performance. We saw a 6% revenue growth in Q3 FY23 and a 37% growth in nine-month FY23. The company experienced higher footfalls and sales traction in this quarter, backed by rising consumer demand during the festive and wedding seasons. This accomplishment was achieved despite wide fluctuations in the gold rate and hard-hitting competition, leading to aggressive price discounting seen within the industry during festive seasons. Furthermore, this quarter saw the inauguration of the Leela and Maya collections, which garnered an overwhelming response from customers. The positive traction received from the wedding season affirms the quality of our new designs, which was supported by our robust marketing initiatives. During the quarter, we received 80,000 walk-ins, with more than 50% of them being new customers. We continue to launch promotional offers like No Making on Diamond Jewelry and Lowest Gold Rate. A new advertising campaign with our brand ambassador, Farah Ali Khan, also went live in Q3, with 4.1 million views recorded on social media platforms. We are collaborating continuously to create a niche and more relatable content for the younger generation. The company is focusing on deepening our digital engagement with our loyal consumer base through various social media, and also offering information on our latest designs, offers, and promotional discounts. Looking into Q4 FY23 and the future, our growth strategy is centered on increasing customer engagement, generating healthy profits, acquiring new customers, and penetrating further into promising markets by opening new stores. By doing this and introducing greater operational efficiencies within our business model, we are also committed to driving forward greater brand differentiation through innovation in our designs and sales campaigns. I would thank you all for joining us on this call today, and I'll hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Mukesh Sharma. Thank you.
Thank you, Binisha. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to begin with the key highlights for quarter three and nine months ended of FY22-23. I will first read out the quarter numbers and then nine-month number for ease of reference. In quarter three FY23, revenue numbers achieved is 812 crore, vis-à-vis 762 crore in quarter three of FY22, with a YOY growth of 6%. In quarter three FY23, gross profit achieved is rupees 81 crore, as against 79 crore during the same period last year, with a YOY growth of 2%. In quarter three FY23, EBITDA achieved is rupees 43 crore, vis-à-vis 37 crore during the same period last year, with a YOY growth of 17%. The EBITDA in quarter three FY23 stands at 5.3%, as against 4.9% during the same period in last financial year. In quarter 3 FY23, profit before tax achieved is rupees 26.7 crore vis-a-vis 23.5 crore during the same period last year. The PBT margin percentage in quarter 3 FY23 stands at 3.3% as against 3.1% during the same period in last financial year. Now I will read out 9 months performance of the company. In the period ended December 22 of FY23, revenue numbers achieved is rupees 1929 crore vis-a-vis 1412 crore in the same period of FY22 with a YOY growth of 37%. The gross profit achieved is rupees 201 crore vis-a-vis 152 crore during the same period in last year with a YOY growth of 32%. The EBITDA achieved is rupees 85 crore vis-a-vis rupees 57 crore during the same period last year with YOY growth of 49%. The EBITDA percent to the revenue stands at 4.4% as against 4% during the same period in last financial year. The PBT achieved is rupees 38 crore as against rupees 20 crore during the same period in last financial year. The PBT margin percentage achieved is 2% as against 1.4% during the same period in last financial year. I would now like to invite everyone for Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Raj from Archer Partners. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. I wanted to know how your FY24 is going to look like.
We are very bullish on FY24 number as well. The work budgeting exercise is currently on, and we are looking forward minimum 25 to 30% growth in the revenue numbers.
All right. And how about the number of stores you are planning to launch?
Number of stores, currently we are at 32 stores. The work is on. We have not yet formed up on the number of stores, but hopefully we will see the increase in number of stores as well.
All right, sure. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Neha Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, congratulations on the result first.
Thank you.
Okay, so my question was somewhere related to this only. So I just wanted to understand what is the game plan, what is your game with regards to expanding the number of franchises and going forward in FY24?
Yeah, so we have currently 3 franchisees which are operating, and we have got more than 15 franchisee requests to us. A lot of people are showing interest to open a division stores, and we are carefully evaluating the market as well as the franchisee strength. The numbers is not yet formed up. We will maybe we'll be able to discuss that later, but we are hopeful to increase the business through franchisee route.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Uh, Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi. You mentioned that you're expecting in the a growth of about 20-30% for financial year 24. So I just want to understand how you're coming up with such projections and what are your plans to reach this, given that there is not much clarity on how many stores or whether stores are opening in the next year or not. So I just want to understand what will drive this growth. Thank you.
Yeah. So as I said, the work is on. We have got a lot of franchisee interest who is showing interest in opening the new stores. Since we have not yet decided, but the budgeting work is on and the prima facie number in the budget is around 25-30% growth we are looking at. So this includes both organic and inorganic growth put together.
Okay, so major growth would be from new stores as well as the franchise that are coming up. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saloni Davishi from Valky Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Saloni.
Hi, good afternoon. My question is, there is a lot of noise around the market that the wedding season has shifted from quarter three to quarter four. So can you just give some light on how is quarter three and how are you seeing quarter four as of now?
Yeah, so see, in the jewelry industry, wedding and related buy, occasion buy is always high. As an industry, we always see more than 60% sales contribution is through the wedding and related occasion-related buys. Quarter 3 is always been a wedding season, and some months of quarter 4 are also a wedding season, and there is a huge contribution of the wedding and related buy occasion-related buys are always there across jewelry industry. And in case of TVZ, we are among the top jewelry retailers in India who has a large contribution of wedding and occasion-related buys.
Oh, okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rahul Yadav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rahul.
Can highlights what is the sales contribution from our franchises in the current quarters, and can you explain a bit in details about our franchisee model?
Yeah, so franchisee contribution is right now is a very less. It's hardly 3.5% of the overall sales of TBZ.
Okay.
We have right now out of 32 stores, we have 3 franchisees who are operating. Sorry, what was your second question, Rahul?
Second is on the gold metal loans, where do we stand now and what is the expiration which we want to close in next quarter?
So gold metal loan is around, if you can see the numbers, we have come down from 508 crore at 31st March to 488 crore as on 31st December. On in terms of the total borrowing, 50% of that is gold metal loan, which is around 244 crore approximately.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more question. In expansion plan, where are we heading, and what our target for next quarter and next financial year? How many stores we are targeting, and in which part of country?
Yeah. So we may end up with 32 stores in this financial year.
Okay.
However, the work is on in terms of adding few more stores. It may be primarily through the franchise route.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Neha Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
This is Neha here again. I just had a couple of more questions. My first question is hello.
Yes, Neha, we can hear you.
Yeah. How do you see the demand on ground? I'm more interested to know the details of client interaction, the footfall pattern, purchasing pattern, or any other change in the customer, you know, buying pattern or something. In brief, basically, I want to know the top-down view of the customer pattern and behavior.
Yeah, I think this is a very wide question, Neha.
I'll
try to answer it from a limited perspective of footfall.
Sure.
We have seen the huge amount of footfall growth as the whole time director, Ms. Vinaysa Javeri, has read out that 80 lakhs customer has walked in. We have around, if you see digital media, there are lot of customer who are approximately, if I remember the number correctly, it's 40 lakh views in the social media. There are around 1.2 crore customers who are viewers who are hitting the various digital ads, and many of them are converting into the actual footfall in our stores. So from the footfall perspective, there is a huge amount of new customer gain. 50% of the customers who are walking are the new customers which we are gaining out of the market.
Right. So I just had, you know, one or two more questions, you know, if I'm allowed to ask.
Yes, please.
So can you share some, you know, highlights about the wedding season sale? Is it as per our expectations?
Yeah. So it's very difficult to categorize as sale as a wedding season. As I said that in the jewelry industry, as an industry, majority of the sale, more than 50% or around 60% sales comes from the wedding as well as the occasion related buys. And as I said that TVZ is also among the top retailers, jewelry retailers in India, where the wedding and occasion related buys contribute a significant amount of sales. So categorization exactly related to wedding, there is no fixed mechanism.
All right. I just had one last question.
Yeah.
Can you share the margin guidance of the, you know, for the coming quarter?
The margin would be slightly better than the quarter three, what we are seeing currently.
Right. That's it. You know, that's it from my end. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for the for joining the call. Please contact Dickenson World or us directly if you have any further queries. I wish you all a great evening. Stay safe, and we can now close the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Tribhuvan Das Bhimji Zaveri, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.